I'm Jean Stilwell. It's 9:21 on Classical Mornings. Iconic fashion and lifestyle journalist Jeannie Becker has for decades been a defining voice in fashion and lifestyle journalism. From her pioneering work on fashion television to her thoughtful advocacy and storytelling, Jeannie's traveled the world, interviewed legends, and become one herself in the process. Now with the publication of her new memoir, Heart on My Sleeve, Stories from a Life Well-Worn, and as she prepares to receive the Impact Award at the Hollywood Reporter Women in Entertainment Canada Summit, it feels like a perfect moment to pause and reflect. Congratulations on this incredible recognition, Jeannie. How does it feel to be honored in this way?
Oh, Jean, thank you so much. I never take any of these honors for granted. It's really quite a fantasy, though, the fact that this particular Impact Award is coming from an organization under the umbrella of the Hollywood Reporter.
Right.
Because, you know, when I was in my younger days, really just working my tail off, trying to, you know, really make it in the business and make a name for myself, I always fantasized about going to LA and doing it there.
Sure.
I mean, even though I had the most wonderful career here in Canada, but that was always at the back of my mind. And I used to go to LA. My sister had been living there for many years, and I would buy myself a copy of the Hollywood Reporter, and I'd sit in some cafe and just fantasize about showbiz at its grandest. So to think that the Hollywood Reporter is now, you know, giving me an award, pretty special.
Isn't that wonderful? But, you know, I mean, talk about pioneering. When you first started fashion television, I flipped out. I thought, what a concept. I mean, that's amazing. It took huge courage and creativity to come up with that. How did that happen?
Well, I mean, it wasn't me that came up with the concept of putting fashion on television.
Okay.
Actually, you know, Moses Neimer, the mighty Moses Neimer, had a lot to do with it. He was running City TV at the time.
Right.
And a very brilliant young producer by the name of Jay Levine decided that it would be a very sexy thing to put fashion on television.
Absolutely.
At the time, I was working in the music arena with the New Music and Much Music. And when I heard that they wanted to do something to do with fashion, you know, on the tube, I thought, wow, you're speaking my language. I was kind of looking for the next big thing. And with all the experience that I had dealing with all these mega egos and icons in the rock world, I thought, wow, I felt perfectly poised for this. I mean, originally the concept was just to put fashion videos on the show and really just put a lot of eye candy on the show.
Sure.
I think I was the one that really pushed for the idea of going behind the scenes with designers and really talking to them, you know, at their shows, in their studios, and really finding out a lot more about the creative process. But anyway, we did the first pilot, and it worked quite well, and we all just took the ball and ran with it. A 27-year run, amazing.
Wow. It is amazing. I remember the day that you interviewed Karl Lagerfeld, and I went, she's hit it. She's at the top. This is the top. I mean, how much higher can you get than Karl Lagerfeld? It blew me away. Wow, that is Jeannie Becker, and she's interviewing. She's done it.
Listen, Jean, I think I was known for having the sharpest elbows in the business. There's no question that I had a lot of chutzpah, you know, a lot of nerve, and had to push my way through a lot of that because, boy, when we first started covering the scene, we were just about the only TV crew backstage. No one else was doing it except Elsa Clench on Style with Elsa Clench on CNN. And that show took fashion very literally. We had a much more irreverent approach. And we were so adamant about getting the access that we needed that I would just go into it like I was going into battle and push my. And then when the designers met me and realized that I wasn't asking the typical questions and I was in that world but not of that world, I think they delighted in my enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And they gave us incredible access over the years.
And it was, I mean, really, over the years, people came, you could see all these, like, top of the, you know, the bar in terms of designers. They knew you. They would recognize you and greet you after just a few years. It blew me away.
Yeah, no, it was great. I developed a bond with many of them, particularly the late, great Alexander McQueen. Quite a joy. He was very special, quite the genius, and so many others, you know, some of the old icons of American fashion, like Bill Blass. Wow. Like, you know, when I think of some of these people that I had the chance to get up close and personal with, some of the greatest creative minds of our generation,
yes.
It really is the heart swelling.
Yeah, Bill Blass, yeah, he loved you too, didn't he? I would watch that dynamic too. And almost there was a, from these great, great designers, there was almost a comfort that they saw in you. She's not going to ask me a stupid question. You know, I'm ready for her.
I think because we were coming at it from a very different place. We were looking at fashion as entertainment.
Yes.
I mean, we didn't really care about the hemlines and the silhouettes and the fabrications and why beige, you know, the types of questions that maybe some of our counterparts were doing. You know, I wasn't a bona fide fashion editor at the time at all. I mean, I learned a lot by osmosis over the years.
Mm.
But initially, I was just a fashion fan. And I think people appreciated me taking them by the hand every week and going behind, you know, the curtain and trying to demystify the scene a little bit.
Now, okay, just change the subject a bit because this is about the Hollywood Reporter and the Impact Award. The summit is a first of its kind event and celebrating Canadian women in entertainment. What does it mean to you to be part of the inaugural gathering?
Well, actually, they did the awards last year.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Sophie Trudeau got the award that I'm getting this year.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm telling you, I was a bit dismayed last year because I heard about these awards once they had already happened.
Sure, sure.
And I was very upset that I hadn't been invited.
Aww.
Or I hadn't known about it. And I felt very left out. And I thought, wow,
aww,
I've been working in the TV trenches for decades.
Yep.
What happened? And I'm not sure what happened, but for some reason, I didn't know about it. So then when I got the call to receive the award this year, I was over the moon, of course. Yeah, very exciting.
They were making up for it.
Yeah, probably guilt drove them to
do No. You deserve it, Jeannie. I mean, you've done a lot for media and done a lot for Canada.
Well, you know, it's nice of you to say that. I did it all because of my own passion.
Yes.
For the business and for the art of communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at one point I was early on in my career, I was an actress and then a mime artist because I was always interested in pure communication.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, you know, wasn't until I discovered the joys of radio at the CBC in St. John's, Newfoundland in the mid-70s that, you know, I thought, wow, this is a great way to get to a much wider audience. And, you know, radio was just always so great. I saw it as theater of the mind. And then when I moved back to Toronto in 1978 and got a job with Chum and then the great Moses Neimer, you know, I got a chance to work with him at City TV starting in 1979 with the groundbreaking The New Music.
Fantastic.
First show to, you know, really treat, you know, musicians in that way.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a fantasy. I mean, I just learned so much and I had such a joyful time doing it all. I mean, I absolutely loved every minute of that work. There's no question, and still do. And, you know, I'm still work in television. I'm still with the Shopping Channel and I'm about to shoot Project Runway Canada.
Oh, fabulous.
I'm going to be one of the judges. Yeah. This summer we're shooting that.
Oh, great.
So that's very exciting. That'll be on Crave and CTV. So it's the adventure continues and I'm still dancing as fast as I can.
I think it's wonderful. And you're a wonderful example to anyone out there with passion to focus it, to never give up. And it's just, you really are that fashion icon.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say. I mean, my parents were Holocaust survivors. My dad brought me up with the motto, don't be afraid and never give up. And
well,
I hear his voice in my head, you know, every single day, you know, even back in the day when I was chasing Karl Lagerfeld for an interview, you know, it was, don't be afraid and never give up. You know,
yeah,
as long as you're fearless and tenacious and not only dream, but believe in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I think anything's possible in this incredible country of ours.
Well, thank you so much, Jeannie. I want to thank you for talking with us today. Congratulations on this wonderful Impact Award. You certainly deserve it and are a great model for everyone.
Oh, Jean, thank you so much. That means a lot. Take good care.
Have a great day. We've been speaking with Jeannie Becker about her remarkable journey and this wonderful award she's receiving at the Hollywood Impact Awards. Congratulations and all the best, and have a lot of fun.